rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dream.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Richard Gomez, and it's time to make the scene. The green scene, that is. And I've got a special interview with Green Party presidential candidate David Cobb that I made last Friday. So, it's time. Let's get on with it.
Hey, Fresno, what time is it?
It's time to stir it up!
Welcome to Stir It Up, a weekly program produced by a collective of local activist organizations in Fresno. Please join us as we educate, agitate, and pontificate.
Stir it up, little darlings.
March for Peace, Bars for the Children. Saturday, August 28th. Starting at Olive and Wishon Avenue, where there's a rally that starts at 10 o'clock. The march will begin around 11 a.m. For all of those who support peace and for all of those who support our soldiers and want them home now. This march will end at the Family Fiesta at Roding Park near the Olive entrance. DJ Jamming Creations, food and refreshments, piñatas and face paintings are abounding. Brought to you by Raza Against War, El Comité No Nos Vamos, and more. For more information, area code 559-908-6701. Okay, everybody. For those of you that were not here last Friday, August 13th, you missed out on the opportunity to talk with Green Party presidential candidate David Cobb. He came down to the Central Valley to visit Visalia, Tulare, and he had a house party up here in Fresno where I was able to get this interview with him. So, with no further delay, at least I hope, come on, Mr. Machinery. So, David, my first question is this. How did you start out? What was the beginnings, the makings of a Green Party presidential candidate?
Well, Richard, I was born in a small shrimping village in San Leon, Texas. It's on the Texas Gulf Coast, just south of Houston, off of Galveston Island. I'm not embarrassed to say that I'm the only presidential candidate in this election cycle who grew up in a house without a flush toilet. I grew up in what's called now a member of the working poor, what we just called poverty. And so I saw up close and personal how the system is designed to take advantage of working class people. I worked in construction, worked as a dishwasher, worked as a waiter, and I put myself through college, later worked my way through law school, and have worked for the past several years as a community organizer, as a lawyer trying to fight for social justice and change. In 1984, I worked on Jesse Jackson's campaign for seeking the Democratic Party's nomination for president. Worked on the 1988 campaign of Jesse Jackson, worked on Jerry Brown's campaign in 1992. That's when I realized that the big corporate moneyed interest had completely hijacked the Democratic Party. So in 1996, I got involved in Green Party politics, helped to found the Green Party of Texas in 1999, helped found Green Parties in Louisiana, Oklahoma, Mississippi, traveled the country as a lecturer on corporate personhood and Green Party organizing. In 2000, I managed Ralph Nader's presidential campaign in the state of Texas, and in 2002, I was the Green Party of Texas candidate for Attorney General, and since 1999, I have served as the national lawyer for the Green Party. So I have a long history of Green Party organizing in this country.
So, David, I'm kind of curious. As a native-born Texas, how do the people down there react? What do they think of you organizing for the Green Party?
Well, you know, most folks are so disempowered in this country that they don't feel like there's any hope. And although most people agreed with the Green Party's principles and values, our commitment to peace, justice, real democracy, environmental protection, They agreed with all these things, but they didn't think that it was possible, which just shows how low our expectations are and how disempowered we are, not just in the state of Texas, but all across the country. So although people agreed with us, they didn't think it would be possible to actually succeed. So our biggest challenge has been to convince people to give up their cynicism and join us in hope and justice and joy.
For many years, the Green Party has been advocating for the instant runoff method. It's considered a solution for the troubles that, you know, occurred during the last presidential election. But since the 2000 election, people have actually accused the Green Party of being spoilers. What is your take on this? How do you feel about this?
Well, what others call spoiling, Greens call participating. We are going to exercise our democratic right to participate in elections. If anybody believes that the Green Party's participation is spoiling anything, it really just shows that the voting system is fundamentally flawed. And the solution to a fundamentally flawed voting system is not to restrict the voices of the Green Party or restrict the choices of voters. The solution is to change the voting system. Instant runoff voting is an easy system that fixes not only the spoiler problem, but also ensures that majority rule will prevail. Instant runoff voting allows voters to rank order their preferences, their first choice, their second choice, their third choice. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Counting the ballots is equally easy. You just simply count first preference votes, see if anybody got a majority. If so, then you declare the winner. If not, then you eliminate the lowest first preference vote getter and transfer those votes to their second preference. It's an instant runoff. This system is used throughout the world, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, London. It's used in this country for Major League Baseball, college football, the Academy Awards. The Utah Republican Party is now using it. There's legislation pending all across the country, and it's currently used in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It's pending in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's going to be used in San Francisco. So go to the website at www.fairvote.org with our friends at the Center for Voting and Democracy and get involved in the movement for instant runoff voting to change our voting system and make it more democratic.
You mentioned, Dave, that you came from a small coastal shrimping village. Does this happen to be the same town that had to deal with some racist people who were actually opposed to Vietnamese immigrants who were trying to make a living through shrimping?
Well, actually, that happened after I left. But in San Leon, where I was from, just south of there, there was a group of immigrants from Vietnam who had settled in the area. They were shrimpers in Vietnam. They came to the Texas Gulf Coast and were shrimpers there. And I'm very embarrassed to say that many people of the community actually tried to run them out by burning their property and engaging in hate crimes. It was a small group of people who, as racists always are, struck in the middle of the night, cowardly, refusing to identify themselves. But I'm very proud to tell you, although I wasn't there because I'd already moved by the time that happened, I'm very proud to tell you that the overwhelming majority of people actually campaigned with fundraising drives and the community came together with benefit concerts and so forth and actually replaced all the property that had been destroyed. So it was actually another example of how most people are actually generous of spirit and of goodwill.
Political lore says that a candidate always goes out and says that they're going to win no matter what are the odds, even if it's only just to boost the morale of the people out there. Yet today, while visiting Tulare, Visalia, and here in Fresno, I've noticed that you've been telling people that you don't see yourself as winning the presidency. Instead, you mentioned someone else winning. I'm curious, why?
Well, Richard, what I've said is I'm going to win, but that's because I'm going to accomplish my goals. And my goals are to register more people into the Green Party as the political party for peace, justice, democracy, and ecology. I'm going to help more local Greens get elected to office. I'm going to encourage more people to get involved in electoral politics. I'm going to encourage more people to get involved in educating, agitating, and organizing. So my goals are all concrete, achievable goals, and therefore I'm going to win this campaign. So that's been the focus. And if folks go to my website at www.votecobb.org, you'll see we're already winning because we're getting regional media attention, we're exciting local people everywhere we go, and we're registering people into the Green Party. We are going to win this campaign, but I'm defining winning differently than the corporate parties do.
So are you saying that winning the presidency is not quite a priority?
No, of course, Richard. I want to be very clear. I am perfectly qualified and capable of serving as president of the United States, and not just because the current occupant of the White House has set the bar so low, but I am actually qualified to be president. I've been a community organizer. I'm a lawyer. I understand how the system works. And if I were president, I would bring in people from across the country who share the Green Party's commitment to our vision and have a cabinet that would reflect America. And I don't just mean racially and ethnically. I mean who share our commitment. Can you imagine a Secretary of State in Noam Chomsky? How about Jim Hightower for Secretary of Agriculture? How about Ron Daniels for Attorney General? Amory Lovins for Secretary of Transportation? You know, there are, and Dolores Huerta for Secretary of Labor. There are so many people in this country who understand the inner workings of not only this government, but of this country, that if we, the people, actually elected a president like David Cobb, we would be able to govern this country.
As president of the United States, one of the most important issues you'll have to be dealing with is the war, not only in Iraq, but Afghanistan, perhaps even in Colombia, or maybe even in Venezuela. How do you intend to resolve those issues there?
Well, Richard, let's be clear. The United States foreign policy has been a foreign policy based on promoting and protecting the interests of a transnational corporate empire. Under a Green Party David Cobb administration, we would have an American foreign policy based on American values of liberty, justice, and equality, not corporate values of greed, corruption, exploitation. So if I were elected president or there is a Green Party president, you can rest assured that the first thing we would do is end the war in Iraq and bring our troops home. We would also bring our troops home from Afghanistan. We would bring the military advisors home from Colombia, where they are staging now, and I believe preparing for military activity to steal the oil in Venezuela. So we need to be aware of how U.S. foreign policy is currently conducted, and the Green Party is calling for a transformation of our foreign policy, a transformation of our economics, of our politics. We're talking about living differently. The Green Party has a different vision, and we need to tell the vision and convince people to vote for the vision. Vote for the Green Party because we are the party for peace, justice, democracy, and ecology.
Well, one of the major issues is that if you resolve the war, you're going to be having a million or perhaps 2 million men and women coming back. What do you intend to do with them?
Well, you know, let's remember that the amount of money that is squandered on the military is really astounding. Literally billions of dollars would be available for public service projects like building a mass transit system in this country, rebuilding our schools, rebuilding the roads and bridges. You know, there are pressing needs in this country where the skill and energy and talent of the American people could be unleashed if only we would have a different agenda, if we had different priorities. The Green Party is describing a completely different set of priorities for how we would organize ourselves and our country, and there is no shortage of work that needs to be done with all that creative energy and work.
So how would you use some of the freed up money to alleviate some of the pressing needs in the Central Valley here?
Well, look, in the Central Valley area, this is an agricultural area, and so agricultural issues are very important. Currently, we have a system where transnational corporate interests have hijacked agricultural policy, and we have a situation where family farmers are being squeezed out, and more family farmers are being being driven into bankruptcy because foreign agricultural policy actually benefits the big corporate farming interests. So I would change that. I would also change water right issues because right now the big large corporate interests are sucking up all of the water, especially out of the Trinity River, and they're sucking up so much of it that there's none left for people downstream, including the small farmers. So small farm relief, water changes in water policy are the two biggest issues. But also, our commitment to universal health care as a fundamental human right would benefit Central Valley residents, as would raising the minimum wage to a true living wage actually benefit working people and in the Central Valley area.
I take it you also believe in a bit of a living wage.
Well, yes, of course we should have a living wage. Everybody who works should make enough money to raise themselves above the poverty level and live in dignity.
As President of the United States, you will have to be working with both Democrats and Republicans. How would you say that your relationships with them are?
Well, if I'm elected President of the United States, Richard, then that will mean that there'll be Greens in Congress as well. Right? I mean, it'll mean that Larry Mullen will be joining me in the United States Congress, because if David Cobb gets elected president, that will show and mean that there's been a fundamental paradigm shift in American politics, and that hundreds of millions of people voted for David Cobb, Green Party presidential candidate, meaning that they also helped to elect people to the United States Congress. I do have relationship with genuine progressive Democrats, and I've got good friendships with principled conservatives and principled Republicans as well, so I'd have no problem whatsoever working with both houses of Congress.
Currently, the California Green Party has 4 members who are running for the state assembly, as well as 13 who are hoping to go to Washington, D.C. as congresspeople, as well as other candidates who are running for partisans and nonpartisan offices all over California. How much consideration do you give to them in helping you to become president?
Well, actually, what I think is that sisters and brothers in the Green Party are helping each other synergistically. As the Green Party's presidential candidate and Pat LaMarche as the vice presidential candidate, we're working in conjunction and collaboration with Green Party candidates like John Crawford, like Larry Mullen for U.S. Congress, like Jeff Eisinger for school board. We're working with our sisters and brothers up and down the ballot in order to build a movement. So they're success is critical to our collective success. We're going to register more people into the Green Party. We're going to convince more people to vote for the Green Party. We're going to tell the vision. We're going to tell the dream. And we're going to change this country by convincing people to vote for the Green Party.
All right. We will be right back with that interview with Green Party presidential candidate David Cobb in just a moment.
This is the KFCF Community Calendar. Wednesday, August 18th, 7 p.m., discussion, Whites, Looking at White Privilege, will be held at the Fresno Center for Nonviolence, 1584 North Van Ness. For more information, call 266-2559. Friday, August 20th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., the Reedley Peace Center will view the award-winning movie La Chambon, about a French village during World War II occupied by the Germans. This event is sponsored by the Reedley Peace Center and will be held at the Fellowship Hall of the First Mennonite Church on L Street between 12th and 13th Streets in Reedley. Friday, August 20th, 7:30 p.m., Julian Cordova and fellow Argentinian musicians will perform at Arte Americas, 1630 Van Ness in downtown Fresno. For more information, call 266-2623. Saturday, August 21st, there will be a meeting at the Central California Pride Network office to organize a peaceful demonstration in response to Mayor Autry's celebration of traditional marriage. For more information, call 486-2216. Saturday, August 21st, 7:30 p.m. The Unitarian Universalist Church of Fresno presents folklorist, singer, and multi-instrumentalist Evo Bluestein in concert. Tickets are available at the movies, Patrick's Music, and National Hardware. For more information, call 244-0562. This has been the KFCF Community Calendar. To list an event, email it to calendar@kfcf.org or mail it to 4364 Fresno 93744.
All right, and a few more little ideas of information here. Tomorrow, August 19th at 6 p.m., there is a monthly meeting of the Fresno County Bicycle Coalition. Excuse me. And this is at the Kingsman Cafe, 1495 North Van Ness. For more information, call area code 559-444-2065. Also, Sunday, August 22nd at 1 p.m., the South Valley Peace Center will be meeting at the Visalia Friends Meeting House, 17208 Avenue 296 in Visalia. And finally, Saturday, August 28th from 6 to 8 p.m., Mullins for Congress. He has a house party. So meet and learn more about Larry Mullins, the Green Party candidate for the 19th Congressional District. There is food and beverages available, as well as a silent auction. So for more information to RSVP, call area code 559-904-5554. And now, to get back to the interview, let's see if the machinery does or not. Currently, the voter turnout in California is approximately 40%. In the Central Valley, the districts have been gerrymandered to protect Democrats and Republican office holders. So with the 60% of California voters who have felt the disenfranchisement, can you offer them a reason to go vote?
It's true that there is a very low voting participation rate in this country, and especially the statistics are very frightening about the low voting participation rate in the California Central Valley. The reality is that people don't vote for two reasons. One, they don't think that it matters. And two, because they don't think they have anybody to vote for. Richard, it's not apathy, but cynicism. They don't think that there's any reason to vote. The Green Party is giving people a reason to vote with a plan and a vision and a course of action. I absolutely believe that the Green Party can convince people to register to vote and to vote for the first time or to come back to the voting booth. I say don't waste your vote on the two corporate parties. Invest your vote in a people's party. Don't waste your vote on a foregone conclusion. Invest your vote in the future of the Green Party.
All right, David, let's say you're successful and you're president of the United States. And after 4, maybe even 8 years of David Cobb, how do you see this country, this nation?
When there is a Green Party member elected president, she will be able to do all of the things that I've just been describing. We'll end war as foreign policy. We will have universal health care for all and treat health care as a fundamental human right. We'll raise the minimum wage to a living wage. We'll build schools instead of prisons. We'll have publicly funded elections so we, the people, can actually have elections that matter. We'll overturn corporate personhood and reject the idea that corporations are allowed to govern us and make the fundamental public policy decisions in this country. We'll build schools instead of prisons. When the Green Party elects a president of the United States, we will fundamentally transform this country. We are involved in the beginning stages of a nonviolent, peaceful rebellion in this country, and we are going to turn that rebellion into a nonviolent, peaceful revolution.
Earlier this week, the California Green Party had voted down a call that would be for a special general election that would decide whether the Green Party of California should replace yourself and Pat LaMarche with Ralph Nader and Peter Camejo on the California ballot. Recently, I received an email from a friend who originally supported the switch, yet became very disturbed by all the rancor that went on while this issue was being discussed. She actually voted against this special election, but she does worry about the acrimony against that's been going on between both sides. But what about you and your relationship with Ralph Nader and also with Peter Comeo? Has that changed?
I'm a lawyer because of Ralph Nader. Ralph Nader's had more influence on my life than anybody who's not directly related to me. Ralph Nader has done more as a single individual to help grow and build the Green Party than any other single individual. But the Green Party is more than one person. The Green Party is over 500,000 people and growing every day. So the Green Party is more than Ralph Nader and more than Peter Comeo. Ralph Nader and David Cobb both agree that we need to challenge the corporatized two-party system. But we disagree on how to best do this. Ralph Nader has chosen to run as an independent. That's his right to do. I've chosen to work with the Green Party and seek their support, and I'm proud that I earned the Green Party's nomination because I believe that we have to organize collectively and challenge as a group. Now, Peter Comeo is running as an independent for president with Ralph Nader. That's Peter Comeo's right to do. Peter Comeo is also a registered Green. I'm a registered Green. David Cobb and Peter Comeo will continue to work together after this election cycle. So there is tension at the moment, but that's okay. It's creative tension. We'll get through this, and the movement will continue, and the Green Party will continue.
Okay, so I don't want to forget. Very important thing is, one, you should mention your website. That's always important, especially when you're running for a candidacy. But also, where are you going to be in California? Where are you going to next? And will you also come by this way to good old Fresno in the Central Valley?
Okay, well, you know, Richard, I'd love to mention my website. Check us out on the web at www.votecobb.org. Also, make sure to check out the Green Party of California at www.cagreens.org. Get involved in your local Green Party. I'm going to be traveling across the country for the next 85 days, working my butt off in order to build the movement for peace, justice, democracy, and ecology. I'll be traveling up and down California. I expect to come back to the Central Valley for at least one more trip. And I also want to make sure not only to go along the coast, but I also want to get inland even further. You know, there are lots of opportunities to organize and grow the Green Party, and I want to be part of that exciting work.
All right, so now all day you've been telling me and the people in Tulare and Visalia as well as Fresno that you're telling the truth. So I want to know, truthfully, what do you think of the Central Valley?
Listen, it's true. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell the truth about John Kerry and George Bush. John Kerry is a corporatist and a militarist who voted for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. John Kerry voted for NAFTA, which is devastating the economy. He voted for No Child Left Behind, which is devastating the educational system. John Kerry voted for the Patriot Act, which is devastating the civil liberties of Americans in this country. John Kerry opposes universal health care. He opposes raising the minimum wage to a living wage. By every measurement, John Kerry is no progressive. But I'll also tell the truth about George W. Bush, which is to say, as bad as John Kerry is, George W. Bush is qualitatively worse. George W. Bush has declared war on the rest of the world. George W. Bush has declared war on American workers. George W. Bush has declared war on the environment. George W. Bush is probably the worst president of the United States, and George W. Bush is an illegitimate occupant of the White House who stole the presidential election. So there is a fundamental difference between Bush and Kerry. I'll acknowledge that. I also want to tell the truth about the Central Valley, and that is, this is a beautiful place with really warm people. And I think it's really quaint coming from Texas. Y'all think it's hot here, and I'll admit it's hot, but it's also not humid. So, you know, this weather doesn't bother me a bit, and I especially have enjoyed meeting all the fantastic people on my trip through here, and I'm looking forward to coming back.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to David Cobb. He is the Green Party's presidential candidate. I want to thank you very much for this interview and this time.
Thank you, Richard, again. Come and check us out at www.oatcob.org. And remember that you're listening to this interview because it's community radio, your opportunity for non-corporately filtered news, information, and analysis. This is a treasure that you have. You need to respect the treasure and help fund the treasure. When the fund drive comes, be generous with your contributions to this community radio station. If we're going to have a movement in this country, we've got to have a democratic media. Your community radio station is making that happen.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
All right, everybody, you have been listening to an interview. Well, that's true, Blackbird by the Beatles and Paul McCartney and all, but...